Give me some of that little crunch box.
I'll crunch you up, boy. I'll crunch you right up, sonny. Grumble Wiener, ain't you far from home? Cost a couple of dollars to make my bed, and it's getting kinda old. This toothpaste ice cream tastes really gross. Oh, Sonic, you let me down with this Oreo toothpaste cone.
Gotta delete my Facebook. My friends don't like it when I try to meet girls outside of Toys R Us.
For kids.
Gotta go swimming now, and the best way to learn is with a vest full of rocks. Makes you sink way down
in the lake.
Many treasures did you find down there? Grind them up into a fine powder
for your hair.
Oh, Grandpa, tell me the story of what it's like to have a solid poop. I've never done that before. Don't know how to use a phone book. No one ever taught me.
I've been finding little rocks that I carry in my pocket. They're round and clear and smell like the little tiny beetles that are dead.
This is our story now. It's all of yours. It's what we've all known.
I got anything else?
Intro.
Intro. Josh, you suck.
Welcome.
Hello again. Welcome in to Overwhelmed and Underproduced, where the birds will flow and the high will fall.
And all of the baked pickle recipes will be free for everyone. No subscription required.
Yes. And the rocks will burn and the ceiling will turn into cheese. We know what you guys want.
Yes, Gorgonzola land.
Gorgonzola land. Coming from the creamy rock land. Coming from the new land.
Yeah, I within only use a new creamy realm. Rocks.
New realm and a new land. Once you taste it, you'll know. Yeah, that's what our beer says that we're drinking.
Seek
right now.
Seek what you thirst.
Seek. Open now, drink now. I like how it just...
Does it say that?
Yeah, on the side over by...
Open now. Drink now.
Brewed in Georgia.
Nice.
We're drinking a hipster beer.
Yeah, truly.
And they have a very hipster description. It's beautiful.
I'll read it.
Read it.
Once you taste it, you'll know. This is not an ordinary IPA. It's not a West Coast, East Coast, South Coast, whatever coast. This piney, citrusy hop sublimeness is something different. Something a little out of this worldly. That's because this hoppy domain is Hoplandia, the realm within the new realm, known for its lush hop vegetation and ever-flowing taps. So pull up a chair, consider it your throne, and this your chalice.
Boom!
Boom goes the dynamite.
Hipster marketing.
I'm gonna just taste it now.
Good. Taste it. Once you taste it, you'll know.
Mmm. That's actually really good.
It's pretty good.
Now I know.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking good beer.
Shout out to New Realm. You guys want to send us free beer? We'll do that every single time.
They've got too much stuff on this. This can's a little too busy. It's got that description. It has all these little buzzwords around the top, like, seek what you thirst. And then on the side, it's got, like, Hoplandia, the land of hop fields and hop dreams.
Yeah, but comparatively, dude, this can really isn't that bad. They're... A lot of them are crazy, way crazier, way more going on.
Some of the craft brews, their cans, they look like they designed them in like MS Paint or something.
Yeah.
They look very just basic.
Some of them do. But then there are other ones that are just pure insanity that you don't even know what it is. You have to like really look close to figure out what kind of beer it even is. Yeah. Happened to me tonight. I just went in. I was like, I'm going to see what kind of craft beer this liquor store has. And I went back and I was just like, what the fuck is that? What is that? What is this? And I have to look like, I had to like take a couple off and be like, I don't even know what beer it is. Yeah,
they don't even have a description of what type of beer. It's just like an evening with friends.
They
that's
do. Just,
that's all the words.
But it's
on
always
the can.
Like fucking super fine print. Like it's, or it's not fine print. It's blended in with everything else. So you can't really tell what it is. It'll be like a black background and then like a pink and blue and yellow thing that's like this crazy creature and then like some stripes and polka dots on the other side and then somewhere in there you find...
It doesn't have anywhere. It just says feelings overflowing. That's it.
Beer. It just says beer.
My dad got some of that.
Surprise.
One time when he was young... His mom went out and she's like, what are you? He's like, grab me some beer. And she brought him the generic beer, a 100% white can with plain black words that said beer.
What?
That was it.
Ooh, I want some of that.
Yeah, I want that too.
I want to know what it tastes like. I actually think that, I don't know if it's Costco. I think it is Costco that they have generic beer, and I think it just says beer on it.
Yeah.
Or it just says light beer. But it's like a gray can. It was bad, though, dude. Because I went in to the little Costco liquor store, and I was like... I saw, you know, I'm looking around, I saw a case for like $14. I was like, oh,
yeah,
what is this? And I look, and it's a, you know, Costco brand light beer. I think it said like comparable, too. And it was beers that were decent light beers. So I bought it, but God.
No good.
I mean, at first, I was like, this is drinkable for the price. And then, like, a couple more in, I was like, this kind of tastes like dog shit. It was kind of like Milwaukee's Best Ice.
Yeah.
You ever had that?
Yes.
That's the worst beer I've ever had. But hands down, that's the worst beer I've ever tasted.
Yeah, Milwaukee's Best is one of my least favorite beers.
And yeah, well, their
the
ice,
beer is...
Yeah, their ice version's fucked.
Those are always kind of worse.
Yeah, to say the least. There was a... Joe Rogan retweeted an article today about a man that was jogging out in Colorado, and he fucking got attacked by a mountain lion and then killed it with his bare hands.
Yeah, he killed it.
And that fucking... Did you see
awesome.
It, too?
I just saw the headline on my little news feed thing.
I read the actual article. It was NPR, and... It was a smaller mountain lion, but it was still like 90 pounds.
So how did he kill it? Like, did he break its neck?
He suffocated it.
He strangled it?
Yes.
Did it scratch him up real good?
Yeah, he got fucked up. He's in the hospital. He's going to live, but he's pretty beat up.
It probably just lacerated the fuck out of him.
Well, he was able to get himself to the hospital. Like, he walked out of that bitch. He walked out of the park, got in his car, and drove himself to the hospital.
I bet he was bleeding like a fucking stuck pig.
Yeah, he was probably hurting. That's just like the manliest shit I've ever heard in my life, dude. It's the ballsiest, crazy
murdered shit. A mountain lion with your bare hands.
And it got him from behind. So it's not like he didn't have time. It just fucking jumped on him and then he wrestled it and got him.
That's a thing over in California because they don't let you hunt mountain lions over there. Because people are like, oh, don't hunt them. They're, you know, you're not supposed... For some reason, people are against hunting predator animals. They think it's...
Fuck the ecosystem up?
Yeah.
But it could.
It could, but there's... The thing is, those populations get out of check and they have to be hunted, so they'll ban hunting on them, but then the government has to come in and spend money to hire guys with rifles to just kill them, and they don't even harvest the carcasses for food or anything.
Oh, that's kind of fucked up.
So they kill them anyways, and now they're spending money on it instead of letting people hunt them. And if they let the hunters hunt them, then that money goes, the hunters actually pay for tags, which goes to wildlife conservation funds, and then they can, you know, harvest the animal for food and resource.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, what the fuck are y'all doing? This doesn't make any sense.
It's totally backwards. That's really goofy.
There's a lot of places in the United States where wild pigs are just so overpopulated that they just have to go through with helicopters and machine guns and mow them down.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Wow. I did not know that. I didn't have a fucking clue that was a real thing.
There's so many. They can't kill enough of them.
Wow. What a job.
Yeah, that's your job.
What a job that guy has.
There's some people that's their job is just to go out and kill as many wild pigs as you possibly can. Just you don't even pick up the bodies or nothing. Just leave them where they lay. Just kill as many as you can.
With a machine gun.
Kill them all.
With a machine gun.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
That's different animals in different places. When the populations get out of whack, they have to resort to doing stuff like that, like hunting at night with night vision scopes and just blasting them.
Yeah. Dude, I saw a map of, like, the wild hog population in the United States, and it was pretty fucking crazy. It was very dense. They're all over the place.
There's places in Georgia where you can just go.
It's like, extremely dense in South Georgia, man. Like, super dense.
Just grab them.
South Georgia, and then, like, when you go up past Tennessee, like, the bottom of Indiana and Illinois and shit, that's where it was the densest. I mean, it was fucking crazy. Like, millions of those motherfuckers are up there.
Maybe we should get some more pythons and shit down there. What's the big snake that's down in Florida that's not native?
It's either the python or the boa constrictor.
I think it's the boa.
Yeah, people let them out as pet, like let their pets out.
They got them as exotic pets, and now they're just, they're all over the place.
20-something feet long.
They eat everything. They can eat deer.
Well, those things are fucking up the ecosystem, right?
Yeah, they're super invasive species.
Yeah, that whole feral cat thing freaked me out, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of cats.
Can't believe it, that they're like a completely invasive species, and they've killed... I forgot how many...
They kill birds like it's nothing.
Yeah, they've caused a shitload of species of animals to just go extinct because they're killers.
No, our cat population in this country is insane. It's way out of control. That's why they always say spay and neuter your cats. Neuter.
Yeah.
That's another thing. We think of cats as pets, but really it's almost getting to the point where we should just start offing wild cats just to try to keep the ecosystem in balance, because there's... so fucking many of them. They reproduce very rapidly, and cats are one of the few animals that I know of that kill for fun, just indiscriminately.
Yeah, dolphins do it too, I think. Here, hold on. Oh, wait, it came back. That was weird.
Is the recording?
No, it's fine now. It was going like along a little voice trail, and then it just stopped. It was like the bar was going, but there was no more recording. But now it's back. I mean, yeah, I'll pause it and we'll check. Hold on. We fixed it. It was nothing.
We fixed the nothing.
It was nothing. We checked it. It was good.
I think what's going to happen if we can figure out as humans how to keep living for a very, very long time, like hundreds of thousands of years or millions of years, if we can keep going as a species. So... what's going to happen when some other creature becomes sentient? Like, when it hits whatever we did, whenever we, like, became sentient and became what we are now? What's going to happen when, you know, if we get to a point... because the question is, are we going to, like, you know, destroy the planet or blow ourselves up or go extinct? But if we can somehow transcend that and get to where we live for the next, you know, 100 million years... That means that it's likely that some other creature we'll see, like dolphins or something, will become sentient.
That would be cool. You think we'd let that happen?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I think in order for us to get to the point where we can survive for hundreds of millions of years, we're going to become way more progressive than we are now.
Yeah.
In terms of acceptance and all that, all those things.
You're probably right. That would be insane. Two things living
plus,
in
we'd be,
harmony.
We'd have such a head start on them. They wouldn't be a threat to us. We'd help them.
I wonder if there are other worlds and shit where that is just totally common, where there's like multiple sentient beings living in harmony. Shit, fuck, that might be happening on this world right now.
Well, dolphins might be there and we just don't know it.
Yeah, or there are fucking aliens living among us and we have no idea.
Mm.
Who knows? That would be fucking crazy. Be a cool thing to get to study. I wonder if there would be interbreeding.
If it can breed, it will.
Yeah. Interbreeding of the dolphin human race.
Yeah, that's like we have European descent, so we've got Neanderthal DNA.
And fucking we would have
African people don't have that.
No.
Because the Neanderthals were a different branch than the branch that we came from. They've died off, like they're extinct. But some of them bred with our like the European ancestors. So most white people have Neanderthal DNA, but African people don't.
Oh, weird. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Is there a significance to that?
No.
Just cool.
I mean, it's just a thing. Because, you know, millions of years ago, and there were several different branches of the tree and different like kind of subtypes of the ancient, what we would consider ancient humans. And some of them died off and some of them didn't. And then some of them became what we are now.
Hmm. Hmm. Sexy.
It's pretty tasty. But then we look at, remember all that stuff with like those ancient caves with the discs and shit and the ancient piping plumbing systems, and it's like, what is that?
Dude,
how
that
did that stuff get there?
That thing you told me about with the giant skeletons and the fucking wall that they found, like, that shit scared the fuck shit out of me.
Yeah, dude.
I still...
And the coin that had writing on it, and it was like 50,000 years old or something. It's like, what? What is this?
I have such large amounts of skepticism for anything. For everything that exists. Like, I believe... I fucking actually... Like, so the other day I read that there was a Bigfoot sighting up in North Georgia. Up by, I think it was in the Chattahoochee National Forest. It was, like, near Raven County or something. On the way back from Hiawassee. I've taken the road a bunch of times. And, they said they were driving at, like, 12:30 at night. And the thing was about 50 feet in front of the car and across the road, like in their headlights. It was like a Bigfoot walked across the road and like looked at the car and just kept rolling.
Oh my God.
Like,
dude.
Oh man. And I'm actually more inclined to believe that than like any shit that the government talks about.
Well, like here's another thing about the Bigfoot sightings. It's such a thing now and people are like, oh, it's just Bigfoot, crazy people. So if me and you went out camping and we saw a Bigfoot, we couldn't even tell anybody about it because they just think we're crazy.
Well, we could.
We would. And some people would believe us, but most people would be like, ah, that's crazy. Or they would just think that we're mistaken, that it was a bear or something.
Yeah, well, that's what they were saying on all the comments and shit. They were like, oh, bears walk upright constantly, and that's all it was a bear walking
not
upright.
Constantly.
And no, that's seriously what one dude said. He was like, they walk upright constantly. You just witnessed it. I was like, what the fuck? See, bear was just walking upright for no good reason across the road in the middle of the night.
That guy's wrong. They only walk upright if they're trying to reach something up high, like grab something on an upper branch or whatever.
Yeah, I've seen videos of bears walking upright. But
don't walk
they're not
around
just,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know exactly
how they travel.
I know. No, it's not efficient. Unless the bear is fucking retarded.
it's a bear with scoliosis, and that's the only way it can soothe its back pain.
He just doesn't know how to walk on all fours, so he learned how to walk.
That's going to be a new podcast, Scoliosis Bear.
It was just fucking stupid. He's not as, I guess, not as stupid as someone claiming a Bigfoot sighting. But it's like, it was just a couple driving back. Like, they were just a regular, what's the point of making a big deal? Like, they went out of their way to report this shit. Because it scared the fuck out of them. So, I don't know, man. I don't know what it was. But I fucking believe that shit all day long.
I believe they saw something. I'm not gonna just be like, well, Bigfoot's definitely real now.
No, I don't, yeah, it's not like that. I mean, I'll never believe that something is real until I see a picture of it, a real picture of it, or see it in person.
Yeah.
I will never believe that. You cannot convince... Well, except for aliens. I believe 100% that aliens are real.
They're out there.
There's no... You don't even have to give me proof. I believe it. I know it. It would just add another level of anxiety if I saw a picture, so I'd rather not... I'd rather not even fuck with it. Like, I don't want to... I don't like looking at UFO footage. It's scary. Not really, dude. It really scares the shit out of me. I have a deep-rooted fear of aliens.
Well, I mean, if they're already here, then they're not trying to kill you. The worst case scenario is they're just trying to, like, enslave you in some way.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, they're playing they could be playing the long game, man. There could only be a few of them here on this planet. Fuck it around. They could be very powerful too.
We're doing a thing where we find out one day it's like only 1% of us are humans and the other 99% over time have been replaced by body snatchers.
Oh, man.
Or if they're just replacing humans over time, and once it gets to a certain percentage, they're like, okay, now we can go, you know, hostile and let our true form be seen in our fangs and claws and just decimate everybody.
Or they're just going to sick the fucking robots on us from what we learned from the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I'm sad.
Yeah, we watched the Super Bowl the other night just like every other American, by God. And
good golly.
There were probably like 6 commercials that had to do with fucking robots, like robots being completely sentient. And one was a very ominous commercial, too. And that was the one that made me laugh the hardest. But, man, if I wasn't scared of that shit before, I certainly am now. Thanks for y'all just, they're just like doing the little elbow nudge. You know, like, it's y'all, it's, here we are. We already have it. We're just going to make it funny for you so it becomes it's more palatable when we release these fucking bloodthirsty sacks of shit.
Dude, robot technology is already, people don't even know how advanced it already is.
I don't know.
There's humanoid robots that look like people. I told you there was that guy on Joe Rogan's podcast that has a AI-driven robot that they were comparing it to that movie, God, what's the fucking movie with the
Ex Machina?
Yeah, Ex Machina. And he's like, yeah, they stole that from us. Like, even the name of the robot in the movie. So, like, they have robots that look like people.
Yeah.
That have AI.
Yeah, you told me about it. I still haven't seen them, which I'm glad.
On top of that, look at all the other crazy technology they have. There's mech suits you can get into, like 20-foot tall robot suits you can walk around in. That's already real.
That's fucking cool.
There's exoskeletons you can climb in that make you able to, you know, lift 1,000 pounds with one arm like it's nothing. The question with those, like the mech suits and the exoskeleton suits, is how to power them. Like, we need like a super advanced battery because you kind of have to have them plugged in right now.
Yeah, our battery tech's not catching up to regular tech. There's been a big problem with that shit.
Yeah, because the machinery, we can almost build anything we can think of. The software is advancing rapidly. Now it's just a matter of powering everything.
Yes. We're still running
on. But the singularity is coming. We'll see it in our lifetime. Whenever we'll develop some AI that teaches itself and learns, and it'll improve itself more and more and more, and exponentially into where it'll become so advanced that it basically, like, knows everything.
Yeah.
Or it's one of those things where it's like doubling in power quicker and quicker to the point where it gets where it's like doubling in power every second and then every like tenth of a second. I mean, it's almost unfathomable at that point. Is it going to keep improving or is it going to have some sort of epiphany and realize that it's God and just,
yeah, like
what's it going to do? I'm hoping that it'll somehow figure out a way to calculate and solve all of our problems for us. That'd be nice.
That would be nice.
Our problems of like dispersing resources evenly across the planet amongst populations. So yes. Like everyone has all of the food and water they could possibly ever want. Like, here you go.
Yeah, I hope it can just like eliminate the need for humans. Like, we can still exist, but it just makes it to where we don't have to do anything.
Oh, yeah.
Like, where we can just chill.
Well, that's the utopian idea, is that the robots... the transition will be painful because we're used to, you know, our jobs and everything, and robots will replace our jobs.
Man, but not for me.
The idea is that eventually the robots will be able to do everything for us, including managing all the resources, to where you can literally just do whatever you want.
Yes. That is the goal. That's always been my goal. I want to be able to make money doing nothing.
Money won't exist anymore at this point.
Good. Sweet. As long as I can still buy shit that I think is cool.
There's no buying. It's just
as long as I can still have shit that I think is cool.
Everything belongs to everybody, and everybody can have whatever they want.
I know. Where would you get, like, would you go to a guy and be like, hey, I really want a new...
There'd be a building that's like a fabricator machine. It's like a giant 3D printer. And you'd go and be like, I want a boat. And it'd just be like, and just give you a boat.
Oh, cool. And a truck and a trailer and
yeah,
a hitch. Nice. Yeah. That would be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I would just go do fun shit all the time. Probably. I don't know what. I don't know
yeah,
what.
Yeah, but
I would
then
do.
The question is, if it gets to that point, and then people are just going to, the question is overpopulation. I don't think overpopulation is an issue right now, but if everybody has everything and then medicine, like it's going to solve all our medical problems. That's the other thing. If the AI gets rolling and replicates itself and the singularity happens, it'll just be able to be like, oh, here's the cure for cancer and AIDS and everything. Here you go.
Yeah. And well, so hopefully nice. When all that happens too, there'll be some type of contraception that you just like, lives in your body, so you can like decide when or you don't have children.
It'll build nanomachines that can go inside your body, and you know, if you're blind, like just eat this pill and these nanomachines go in and make you able to see again.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
And like hear again and all that stuff. They'll be able to go in and just one-on-one have a little battle, like Braveheart battle with all your sperm. So you is contraception.
Would you get depressed in that scenario, like if you just didn't have anything to do, like you had everything to do, but you didn't have any
purpose. I think we would start pursuing like the arts and stuff like that.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that wouldn't because they just don't give a shit.
Exploration or sports or
I'm just thinking
entertainment,
about
things like that. I mean, there's still things that you can aspire to do and achieve and progress at that don't involve work.
Yeah, working for money. Yeah, yeah, it's kind of fucked up.
That's not everything. We've kind of been tricked into thinking that's everything, and it's not. It's just, it is everything right now because that's how we've built our entire society.
Yeah.
But if we were at a point where nobody had to worry about shelter, food, and water, and work, then everyone would be free to pursue other things. And you could still have the basic human drive of like, being better than other people because you could be better than them at basketball or acting or fucking poetry or whatever the fuck it is. We're still going to have movies.
I wonder if there'd be like a structure and how crime would like be solved.
I think crime would go down drastically.
I think so too, but you know, if there wasn't any, like, how would they take care of people that were doing
fucking
shit?
We'd have RoboCops, dude.
I know.
We'd have badass RoboCops. that wouldn't be racist. It'd be sweet.
I guess we just have to really make sure that whatever laws were put into place, if we were to have laws, which we would kind of have to, unless we could just rely on people's moral constitutions. Some people don't even have that shit. I don't think we could do that. But the laws couldn't be like too crazy, because you wouldn't. At that point, we're basically like signing our shit over. Like, I doubt there'd be like, there wouldn't be judges or juries or anything like that. So we would just have to hope that they make a fair decision based on the circumstances.
I don't think that crime would be that big of a deal. I think we could have similar laws than what we have now. I mean, don't hurt. I mean, it's just basically all the same shit. Now, if the singularity does happen, I mean, these robots are going to invent everything. Like, you might not even be able to hurt somebody if you tried to. It might be like that. There's all these like guardian nano drones flying around everywhere, watching us all the time, protecting us. And if you like, you know, tried to shoot somebody, it would go down and intercept the bullet before it hit them.
Oh,
you probably wouldn't even need guns at this point.
Yeah, I don't think you would.
But, or like say like even accidents, like in this utopian society, you can do whatever you want. Like, let's go jet skiing. And you're doing it, and you're about to like get into an accident or get hurt, but the robots that are watching just already saw it happening and did the math, and they just swoop in and grab you before you get hurt, or the airbags deploy perfectly. It's just like they would just know. The computing power, they'd be able to calculate all possibilities.
Yeah, that'd be fucking cool.
It's also super scary.
Sort of.
The scary part is if they decide that we're a problem. Or if some... Because we're going to design them to be like our servants, the robots, like to serve us. So what if some one guy who's insane decides to program a robot to be like an evil robot or something, or like put a virus in the system?
Well, there probably will be a guy like that. I mean, no, dude, they're not just going to do it, because there's going to be, I don't think the scientists, I think they're going to look at it as like a, like what you're thinking, a means to cure cancer and to solve every problem, and fucking, they're going to be looking at it like that. So they're, I think they're going to treat them as individuals, like a massive AI. I don't think they're going to fuck with it. I think they're going to let it roll. I wouldn't keep it as like my assistant or whatever. I would let it roll.
That might have been the wrong way to phrase it, but you design it in the first place to where no matter what happens, it's always going to have some sort of like ultimate rule set where like the robots can never cause harm to a person or something like that. Because this code has to start at the beginning, which we make the code at the beginning. And it sets forth a basic set of rules. Like, you're going to improve yourself, but you're always going to have the rule that, like, you can never hurt people, for example.
Someone programs the code of, what is it, Hammurabi? What is that shit? The eye for an eye thing?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know the whole eye for an eye? There's, like, a code here.
Well, I know the phrase eye for an eye.
That would just be really funny.
And I've heard the name Hammurabi.
I don't even know if that's the right thing. Let's see. Eye for an eye. Eye for an eye.
Hammurabi's code.
Yeah, I don't know. Hammurabi's code. Hammurabi code. Babylonian code of Mesopotamia. It's one of the oldest deciphered writings of significant length in the world. Sorry, I do know how to read, I promise. I'm just having trouble. Anyway, whatever. It would just be funny if they programmed it like, yeah, it is
eye for an eye. Take that sack off your head and try to read it.
Yeah, it would be fucking hilarious. They just program it like an eye for an eye.
I'm gonna get some silk sacks for you to put, because these burlap sacks, they're starting to scratch your face.
Yeah,
up.
It hurts. It's hurting I don't my corneas.
Like it. I don't like it when babies got scratched face.
Thanks, dog. Thanks, Big Papa.
Big Papa. Yeah, it's a law code. Papa, show me the stones.
The things are just immediately programmed as killing machines.
Yeah. Whoops, I put the one instead of a zero. It's the opposite. I made them, you know, I wanted to make them protect all humans. I put kill all humans.
They're very like...
Whoops, sorry.
No, but they're not even like that. They're just fucking dicks, and they're super spiteful and vengeful and shit. So, like, they're walking around. Like, they're basically just like fucking mean gangsters all the time, the robot packs.
Oh, so, that's a nice yeah. computer you got there. Oh, it'd be a shame if anything happened to it.
Yeah, you accidentally bump into it on the street and it just fucking slams you into the wall. Just
punch
you
in the fucking crotch and break your pelvic bones.
Just talk shit to you.
You owe me money now.
Yeah.
They all speak in fucking douchebag accents.
Yeah, for no reason. They go around extorting people. They adopt the whole money thing. They see it as like a fun adventure.
If this is great.
Yeah.
So you don't need money. You're a robot. I don't care.
Yeah, they double down on all like the cat. They just post up in big buildings and they have fronts and all everything.
Robots. This money's wicked awesome.
This money's wicked awesome. They're counting shit for no reason. They start selling drugs. And fuck, they just like it. Oh, that would be fucking hilarious and really fucked up.
Hey, so what happened on our vacation?
Nothing.
We're not talking about that.
Oh, I'm kidding. We went on vacation. Well, I already told you guys that shit. We went skiing.
Yeah.
It was you talk about what happened.
Okay.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was cool.
I want to know it from your perspective, because Devin ate fucking shit.
Yeah, I fucking got annihilated.
Tell your stories.
We went up to old North Carolina to go skiing. It was cool. We got there. At first, I was like, there's no snow anywhere. How are we going to ski? I didn't even realize that the ski resort has snow-making machines, and they just make snow. How did I go my entire life without realizing that that's... a thing.
Well, you've never done it. There's really no reason why you would think about that.
I mean, I knew that there were snow making machines. I didn't realize that you could use them to cover an entire mountain with snow.
Dude, the whole time we were there, every time I went up the lift, I couldn't help but think how much fucking water.
Yeah, what's their water bill, dude?
I don't know. I was thinking about just starting a place like that. Like, if you just wanted to start a ski resort, how do you do it? How the fuck do you start a ski resort?
You start by buying land on a mountain.
Yeah. And then basically what I mean by how is, like, how much money does it cost to do that shit? Because that had
millions.
To have been...
Millions.
Millions,
100
dude.
Million.
I'd say that's a safe bet. 100 million is a safe bet.
Yeah.
It just, the scope of it is just insanity.
Yeah.
Having to run the lines for the fucking snow machines. Where's that water coming from?
From the water. They probably get a fucking bill from the county.
Yeah. It's a big one. It's a big one if they get a bill from the county. Those things were running constantly. I think they run all night.
Yeah. They say 100% snow production.
Yeah. So just fucking hours and hours and hours and hours.
So we stayed at a really cool hotel that's like a ski lodge hotel. It had all sorts of, in the lodge area, there was like a, you know, there was a black bear mountain, there's deer and there's wild boar, all these like things mounted up like a hunting lodge. And they had a game room. We played a shitload of pool.
Yeah, underneath the hottest fucking furnace of all time.
They had one of those industrial strength, heating units inside
of there. For a gymnasium?
Oh, they had like four of them in there. I wish they would put those in gymnasiums. That was like strong enough to heat up a Walmart, and it was just like a regular like lodge area. It was so fucking hot in there. That was irritating. Yeah,
that was irritating.
But we played more games of pool in that week than I've played in my entire life.
I think I could say the same. Close to it, at least.
We had to have played 100 games.
Oh, I don't know if we played 100.
At least 60 to 80. I don't know. I wasn't really counting, but...
I think we played about 40. 20
games a night. Only 40?
I don't know if we played 20 games a night. I think we played like
70 50. Games a night, dude. We played like 350 games of pool. No, well, that's what it felt like. It felt like we played 100 games.
Yeah, we played a shitload of pool. We got a lot better, too, at the end. We met a weird drunk guy from Florida.
Yeah.
He wanted to play Cutthroat. I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, it's a three-player pool game. And he's like, let's play. And we're like, okay, we're going to go to the store. We'll come back. So when we came back, we walk into the game room. And then now he's there with his girlfriend and some other people. And we walk up, and he just looks up at us and goes, Cutthroat? And we're like, yeah. And from his girlfriend's perspective, her boyfriend, her drunk-ass boyfriend, just randomly looked up at two strangers that walked into the room and said, Cutthroat? And she didn't even know what that was. So she thought he was fucking crazy.
It was awesome. That was fucking funny.
Yeah. I hope he listens to our podcast.
And he was terrible.
Yeah, he sucked. He talked about how he owns a pool table, but then he proceeded to be very horrible. And he was racist.
Apparently so. I didn't catch on to it. But Devin informed me later on that he was racist.
He talked about the way that you play, and he talked about like the way you don't play. And the way you don't play, he referenced that with the N-word. And then he proceeded to play like horribly and do all sorts of weird janky stuff that he was talking about.
Yes.
So like, not only is he a racist, he's a hypocrite. He was doing all sorts of weird shady stuff. It's like, dude, what are you doing? He would grab, like, if he was trying to shoot a ball and there was another ball in front, normally you have to like kind of rise up above it, but he would just grab it with his hand and like drunkenly slide it all over the place.
It was annoying, but he lost. No, technically, he won. Technically, he won.
Did he win?
He won.
Oh, well, I should have won, but I...
You won, but technically, he won. You hit the last ball in the wrong pocket.
Oh, yeah, I miscalled it. That's what it was. Ooh.
Ooh, yeah, but he sucked.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck that guy. But yeah, we took Devin skiing. It was awesome. Skiing was
sweet. Shannon had been before. It was my first time. So we had 3 days of skiing. Day one went about as expected. I did bunny slope stuff. When I first put my ski boots on and we were about to go out there, I'm like, this hurts really bad. And you're like, yeah, it's not very comfortable. And I'm like, no, dude, this like it really, really hurts. And I had them on way too tight. There's like a thing... A way you can do the latches on them to make them not as tight.
Slide out. Yeah.
I had them horribly tight to where it was 100% cutting off the circulation. I had them on for about 10 minutes and my feet were completely like dead and they were just like painful. Oh God. So I finally figured out how to.
You said your feet were falling asleep. That's why I was like, that's not supposed to happen.
It's not supposed to happen. Figured out how to get my boots on right.
I still feel, I knew that. And I just didn't even think about it whenever you guys were having the thing. I knew that they slid out. Like, when you said it, it was just like, oh, fucking, of course they do. Of course they do. I know it. I have a pair of ski boots.
So
I just fucking totally forgot.
We left in the middle of the day, and I went back to the rental place and got them adjusted. Well, we had to get Shannon's adjusted. Mine, he just said, oh, look at this. And he moved the little slider and fixed them. So... We went back for the second half and skied into the night, and it was good. I graduated the bunny slope. I got the hang. I got the gist of it.
Yeah.
You know, I could go, I could turn, I could stop. I'm still not good at turning right. That's my problem. But so we're going on like the real slopes now, the easy ones. And then at some point, they have the skis are designed to like pop off if you're going to crash. And if you're a beginner, they make it to where they pop off pretty easily because you're going to crash. They don't want you to, like, snap your knees, so the skis will just kind of pop off at any sign of pressure. But they have mine too loose because the first night, like, once I got off the bunny slope, I'm like, let's do the real slope. I'd start going down, and as soon as I got going fast at all, one of my skis, my right ski, would just fly off for no reason. So I'm going down a hill very fast, and I'm trying to, you know, do my little zigzag thing, and then just one of my skis just pops off for no reason, and then I biff it, and I get back up and do it again. And it just happened over and over, and I'm like, well, I guess I'm done for the night. Because yeah. I wiped out hard enough to where my my bibs broke. Bibs are like your ski pants. They're like
overalls.
These ski pants overalls. Yeah. So like my fucking shit's all ripped up. My bibs were ripped. My pants are falling down. My ski keeps flying off. I'm like, okay. So then day two, I go back and have them adjust the skis to where they're not going to pop off my feet every 5 seconds.
Dude, that was too fucking funny, man.
So I had to go back to that damn rental place like 5 different times.
Because me and Shannon were watching you on that last run that at night. And we were down at the bottom. And we were like, why does he keep falling? Like, you looked there like you no were reason. Fine. Yeah, you looked like you were fine. You'd go like 10 feet and then just fucking boom. And we were like, what the fuck is happening? And then when you came down, you're like, the ski just keeps popping off. I'm just walking down.
It sucked. God, dude. And it was confusing me because at first I thought I was doing something wrong. And then I started to realize, oh, there's something wrong with my skis. Because fun fact, everybody, if you don't know, if you haven't skied before, your skis are not supposed to randomly pop off in the middle of regular skiing.
No.
And that's actually dangerous. And you, that's how you fall down a lot.
It's extremely dangerous. I can't even imagine, dude. If I was going down one of the other runs, going like 40, 50 miles per hour.
Pops off. Hello.
And one just popped off. You could just die. You could just die like that.
Oh, good.
You could. You could just fucking die. If you were making a cut right by the tree line and one just flew off, I mean, who's to say you wouldn't just careen right into the trees and snap your neck? It's happening to people.
Yeah.
That's how fucking Sonny Bono died.
Yeah, dude. Smash a tree.
Yeah, he smashed a tree. Fucking cracked his neck.
So whatever you do, don't go into the trees.
Yeah, don't go into the trees.
So day two, I got my skis fixed to where they wouldn't pop off randomly. So now I'm skiing on day two. I'm getting a little better now. I have a few good runs. And then I take a break because wearing the skis for anything more than like an hour and a half starts to hurt your feet pretty bad, at least for me.
Yeah, no, it does, just in general.
So I go into the lodge and I'm chilling and I drink probably too many beers. And then I go back for like the second half of day two and I go on Easy Street, which is the slope I've been running. And it's like, I get down about halfway and I'm doing good. And then I fucking wreck the hardest I've wrecked, like fucking smash and slam my head. I fucking whiplashed my neck. It flung my hat off my head like 20 feet. Both my skis flew off, my poles, everything flew off in every direction. And I tumbled and just like, it was a bad wreck. Like it fucking hurt really bad. And I look up at the ski lift going by and there's like some dudes up there laughing at me and I'm like, oh God, and I fucking shamble up and go get my skis and I put them back on, you know, get back on the horse and I start to go again and I fucking fall again. And then I get up and I start to go again and I fall again. And at that point I was like, fuck this, fuck. And I fucking just threw a tantrum and fucking walked the rest of the way down. I was like, I'm done. It fucking sucked.
Yeah.
Because I was hurt. Like, I was physically hurt. And then I got back up from the big wipeout and tried to go again and fell again and then fell again. And it was just so fucking frustrating.
Shit sucks, man.
Yeah.
Falling hurts so bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell my falling story. So there was this run that I was wanting to do the entire time. And I was scared of it. Because it was steep. Like, when you look at it, all it is, you're just, like, looking out into space, like, the edge of the run. So you come up, and it's just, like, fucking just a sheer drop-off, and you got to just go right into it. And now, it's steep, but it's only steep for, like, 70 yards. And then you're at the, you know, it flattens out. I mean, it doesn't, like, totally flatten out, but it gets, you know, less insane. So I'm, like, the whole way up the run, it's the very last run of the day, and I'm, like, I'm just going to fucking do it. It was the third day, and my legs were tired as fuck. But I just wanted to, like, go out with a bang, you know, fucking, yeah. I'm going to conquer my fear.
Stick the landing.
Yeah, I want to just conquer a fear. I try to do that every time I ski, try to, you know, do something I haven't done before or whatever. So I go up and I'm like, I'm just going to ski just into it. I'm just going to go down the first run and then just, because you have to go past a little fence area and then go into it. So that's another, that adds a level of fear because there's like a sign that's like,
watch out.
Yeah. Not for beginners. And you have to go past the fence and then it's like, drop in. And so I go past the fence. I'm just like skiing into it. And so I go and I go down to the left and I see a little, I see a way that I can go down the fast part. And so I just fucking drop in. And the snow on the third day was just like kind of fucking shitty. Like it just kind of got, it was chopped up. It was fucking hard. And my legs were already tired. So I'm in the middle of this fucking steep ass run and I'm trying to cut and my fucking, I keep getting squirrely. Like my skis get caught on this chunky snow and it's so fucking steep that you're flying. So you have to be on top of your shit. The whole, you have to be cutting the whole, like jump cutting because it's steep. Just jump cutting, jump cutting, jump cutting. And so my feet are fucking squirrely and I'm get down to the bottom of the first steep part. And I'm like, okay, cool. And now it's like a chill. Now it's a chill run. I'm just like, yeah, I'm running in. I'm like, cool. I did it. I conquered my fear. And I roll up and I'm going pretty fast at this point. Cause I just kind of want to be done. I want to go drink a beer cause I'm tired. And then I roll up on another spot that just looks the exact same as up top at the beginning of it. And it's just, it looks like I'm just looking out into space and there's just a ledge. And I'm like, no, it can't be another. It can't be another one. I thought it was just one. I thought it was just the one hard part.
Super drop in.
Yeah, I'm like, I thought it was just one hard part. So I go up to the edge and I look down, and it's four times as long as the first part, just as steep, four times as long as the drop in. And I'm like, fine. I look on the edges of it. And I'm like, is there any easy way to go down? Cause sometimes the edges is like, it's just not as steep. Some of them are mounted, and you can kind of find a path. And that wasn't the case. As a matter of fact, the left side, there were these massive fucking moguls for whatever reason, like unskiable moguls that were just dangerous and fucked up. So
what
that
are
was
moguls.
They're mounds of snow that you like cut into. It's for fucking super pros, like super pro skiers. Oh. Elite. It's just a challenge. They
so
put
like
them
the
on
bumpies.
Yeah, dude, they're these huge mounds. You just fucking cut in them. And they're not big. They're like 3 feet. 3 feet oh. by 3 feet. And you just boof, 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 all the way down. They're insane. They're out west a lot. They're just, they're fucking crazy. They're very hard to do. But, yeah, so there are big ones on that side. And I'm like, okay, well, I have to fucking get down now. So I just do it. And I'm dying. And I'm dying. And my legs, I just want to quit. But you can't because you'll just fly down the mountain. So I get through it without crashing. And I'm like, all right, thank God. So I did the Black Diamond. I did it. Did it, you know? So I'm skiing and it goes right into this easy slope that Devin's been on the whole time, and I'm going pretty fast. I'm like, you know, I'm just cocky at that point. And so I'm
you just
skiing.
Did the Black Diamond and now you're yeah. on easy street.
And I didn't even cut the entire way down easy street. I just kept straight lined it. And so there was a little jump that had been made, and so I jumped it and I'm like, cool, I made it. And I'm like 150 feet from the fucking lift and where the end of the run is, so I can just take my shit off and go in a lodge. And I see a fresh patch of snow underneath the snowmaker that hasn't been touched. And I'm like, cool, I'm going to get a nice little, you know, just feel that powder cut through it. And so I head for it. I'm going probably like 20, 25 miles per hour. And I hit that little patch of snow that hadn't been touched. And I just stick my ski. I stick so hard that my ski flies off, my left one. And I just launch, arms back, midair, like fucking supermaning towards the ground. And then I put my arms out, but then I'm like, no, I can't put my arms out. So I like put them back hard and I just fucking land straight on my chest, on the right side of my chest in the snow, and just biff it so hard. And it fucking knocked the wind out of me. And I just like laid there in a ball and then got up. I still had one ski on. I like got on my knee and was like, you know, catching my breath fucking super hard. And then I just like get, and my ski was far back because I just launched, dude. I probably flew 10 feet.
Yeah.
Like,
I believe
because you go so fast.
I flew through the air.
Yeah. Probably flew 10 feet. And so I walked back to get my ski and I'm like, and I'm just covered in fucking snow. That's shitty, fucking sticky snow. That fake snow. And then I was like, I'm done. That's it. Game. Yeah. Game. I walked in. I was all hurt. I'm still hurt from that shit. Popped a rib out. Sure hurts so bad. But yeah, so I totally I understand.
Yeah.
I understand why you didn't go.
That was your
go.
Day three. My day three was sitting in the lodge just reading a book because I woke up on day three and I felt like I got ran over by a bus or beat up by like a gang of people or something.
Yes.
And I'm not even exaggerating. Every single different individual part of my body hurt.
Like, oh, no, very dude. Sore. I totally understand.
Some parts like hurt really bad. I had some weird whiplash thing where every time I would sneeze, it would shoot a sharp pain down my left arm.
I had the exact same feeling, but it was down my chest and my back. Every time I'd squeeze or like sit on the toilet and take a dump, it would fucking shoot a pain.
God damn.
Yeah, it sucked. So I knew, and I fell that one time.
But moral of the story, well, it's not a moral. At the end of the story, we're better now. So we didn't get seriously, yes. Like, not too seriously injured.
No, not too seriously injured.
And I liked it, and I will ski again.
Yeah, it wasn't debilitating, but there was absolutely no way in fuck that I could have done anything besides sit down.
Yeah.
When we left on Friday to come home, that day, like, if that had been another day of skiing, I would have laid in the bed in the hotel the entire day.
Even laying down and sitting down hurt. My tailbone hurt. I couldn't sit down in a comfy chair. It hurt to do that.
Skiing's intense, like a full body fucking workout.
And
shit's
that's
insanity.
The thing. I didn't prepare. I didn't work out before we went skiing. I was a fat ass. So next time, if I condition and stuff, I'm sure it'll be good.
I did condition. I was still fucked. Shit was still hard as hell.
Yeah. So that was the other thing I underestimated was how physically demanding skiing is. And you probably don't want to do 3 days in a row. You probably want to do like two on, one off.
Yeah, definitely.
And then go from there. Because it's just brutal.
Yeah, two on, one off would be great. That would be, it would give your body time to recover from the beating. I really did feel like I got hit by a car or someone took a hammer and just popped me on the right side. Six or seven times.
You actually popped a rib out. I didn't know you could pop a rib out. I didn't know that was a thing.
I've only learned it since I've done it. I think I had done it a lot of times before. I think it heals on your own. It must heal on its own. But
other than the skiing part, what else did we do? We went out to eat every night. We went to some crazy hipster restaurant called The Cardinal, and all they sell is just burgers, but like super hipster craft burgers, like fucking emu burger and like vegan burgers and elk burgers and crazy shit like that.
Well, they
have
regular burger too. That's what I got. And it was pure insanity. It was fantastic.
It looked pretty awesome.
It was, dude. It was so good.
Where else did we go? That Mexican restaurant was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
Puerto Nuevo?
The waiter was Nueva. A fucking trip, but the place was good.
The Newport?
Yes, the Newport for seafood. It was good. You almost threw up.
I almost did because I ate so much food. I always do that at Mexican restaurants. I'll order like the biggest beer they have, and then chips and salsa come out. And then I eat like a shitload of chips and salsa. And then somebody orders queso. So I'll eat like a shitload more chips. And then I'll eat my entree. And then I'll be so fucking full. And then I'll look at my beer and I'll realize that I have like 20 ounces of beer left. And I'm like, fuck. And I'll chug it. I'll get to a point. I do this every time we eat Mexican food. And I'll chug that last, you know, 20 ounces of beer. And with my stomach being at full capacity from all the chips and stuff, it's like, oh God. But yeah. I just had to go like stand next to the toilet and be prepared to puke. I just kind of like, it's like when your mouth starts, you just start drooling. You're like, oh, I'm going to throw up. And the spit just comes out. But if like either you will throw up or you'll burp and then you'll feel really good.
Yeah. I like to save all that spit and I keep it in a cup by the toilet. To remember.
Yeah.
And that way when I start to throw up,
memory
I just
spit.
Yeah, and then I take a sip and then it keeps it down every time.
Yeah. It has the memory.
It sounds gross. I want a beer. I'm going to pause it. And we're back.
We went to a barbecue restaurant and we got prime rib and it came out well done. We ordered it medium rare. And you ask the server, you're like, is this the lowest temp that you have of prime rib? And she's like, yeah, They kind of overcooked it. I just kind of wanted to see what would happen. Like, what an idiot.
Yeah, I was going to send it out just to see what you guys said.
She should have warned us.
She should have warned us, but I also would have, like, gotten something different, I think. And I'm kind of glad I didn't, because that primer was still really
good. It was still good, even though it was well done. It was really good.
Yeah.
But.
That was the first time I've ever had well done prime rib.
She was, like, deceptive about it.
She was, which made me mad.
She think we wouldn't notice?
That's why I only tipped her 25% and not 35 or 40.
Yeah.
That's so weird that I feel bad tipping people for 25%. I actually do. I'll be like, oh, man, I should leave them more. Like, I'll get to-go orders and, like, tip, like, 6 on 25 and be like, oh, I should have tipped more.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, dude, but should I, though? Like, am I held to that high of a standard? No, do I have to? Like, when I go, like, because, so baseline is always 25%. That's like, even if I get shitty service, I've never left a worse tip than that. Ever. Well, maybe when I was a teenager, so I don't remember.
Yeah.
But since I've been a server. And then if like, food's good and the server's at least, like, all you have to do is just, like, ask me if I want another beer when I need another beer. And you're going to get a lot. You know, you're going to get 30 or 40%.
Right.
That's all it takes. Now, if you suck and you just don't ever come back to the table, you're going to get
25. Yeah.
Well, I wish everybody was like that.
Yeah,
I really do.
Everybody was like that.
I wish
that
every
too.
Tipper was like that. That would be amazing.
So the hotel we were staying at was like, it's like a ski lodge hotel. This place is old, and it's got these, like, creepy, like, haunted hotel vibes to it. Like, all the hallways are, like,
slanted.
Warped and slanted and, like, warpy, like a fun house. And it's, like, kind of old decorated. I mean, I really felt like we were in that hotel from The Shining. And plus, and on top of that, it's like we were the only people there, except for that last day. Other than that, we didn't really see anybody else there. So it's like and at nighttime, the staff leaves.
Yeah.
There's, like, one security guy there that kind of, like, wanders around the entire complex, so he's, like, not even there all the time. So, really, it's, like, we just had this crazy old hotel, like, creepy, haunted ski lodge hotel to ourselves.
It's, like, up on a mountain. It's just on a road on a mountain.
So, you feel like you're just alone inside, and you just, you know, they have the pool table, and they have, like, these old arcade games, and you're like, this place is just, like, creepy.
Dude, it was a place where time and reality is just altered.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
It's like the Bermuda Triangle or something.
Yeah, you just don't feel like you're attached to... You feel like you're just in that place.
Yeah. It's different.
It is.
So we were in the hallway. We were about to go probably play some pool or something. And this weird lady starts walking to us. And she's wearing, like, all black clothes. And she has a side ponytail, like, from the 80s. But she's old. She looked like she was, like, 50 or something. And she was like, have you seen security? And she's just wandering towards us with a plunger in her hand. Have you seen security? And we're like, no. She's like, oh, okay. And I think she, like, went into her room and then she popped out again. And she was like, yeah, I was looking for him because I couldn't find the plunger. The women's restroom didn't have a plunger, but the men's restroom, it did have a plunger. And it was like, oh, my God, this fucking crazy lady. Who is she? It was so creepy.
Yeah, and I was fucking stoned when I saw that shit, too. It was great. And then you guys all... Then the final exchange was just me. It was just me. You guys were behind the door. Because I walked out to the other room. Because our rooms were directly opposite hallway of each other. Which was really funny. Worked out, like, so perfectly. I can't...
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. But yeah, so I walked from Devin's room to my room. And the lady just pops out of nowhere again. And she's like, that plunger worked. She's like, the ones from the men's room was a little, or she said the ones from the women's room was like all hard plastic, but the men's room was, you know, it actually worked. I got it. I don't need security anymore, so don't worry about it. And I was like, good.
Okay.
Good.
I like how she was going to try to call security to come plunge her toilet for her.
Yeah, isn't that gross? She took a big old dump or something.
Weird 50-year-old side ponytail black clothes lady.
Is that what hotel staffs have to deal with? People taking big old dumps and then coming up and being like, hey, my toilet's fucked up. Go fix it, bitch. That sucks.
Well, there was a plunger in my room, so I wonder if she didn't have one in hers or...
I guess not. Every room had different
particular
shit.
Particular about the types of plungers that she uses.
That was the funniest. That was the funniest part about the whole thing is every room had just different stuff.
Yeah, completely different furniture, TVs, different equipment, different bathrooms,
different clocks,
different AC units in the wall. They all had like window units. All those window units were like professionally installed because they weren't in windows. They were like.
In the wall. Which was nice.
Yeah.
They worked great. That shit was just so funny when I had like a normal alarm clock and you had like one from the 80s. Like actually, like a flip. Like that thing was so old,
yeah,
dude.
It was. Yeah, that alarm clock was at least 25 years old. That building,
awesome.
Though, I mean, they're going to have to, within the next decade or so, do some renovations, because if you look at it from the outside, it's looking kind of shabby.
Yeah. It's a weird place. But it's like got that vibe, man. It's got the aesthetic. And it's actually like insanely close to everything you need, which is the best part. It's like fucking 5 minutes from the ski slope. Just 5 minutes. You're just there. You can't even ask for a better fucking drive. This is perfect.
Did anything else of note happen?
I don't think so. I'm just trying to think. Oh, I ended up that night when we were going to go down the hot tub, and then we didn't because there were 15 people in the hot tub. Me and Whitney went later, and they were still 15 people in the hot tub, and we were both like, ah, fuck it, we're not going to go. And I was like, wait, no, let's just do it. I was like a little fucked up, and I was like, I don't care. I just want to fucking get in there. I don't care about the people. And Whitney's like, I don't want any of that. Because, you know, so many people, it's going to be awkward. And I was like, I'm just going to walk in and get in. You know, I'm just going to be social and just
with
do
them?
It. Yeah, with them. I'm just going to do it. Yeah, so I just did. We just did, and everything was fine. Everybody was we were all cracking jokes, and everybody was fucking telling stories. That's the whole, this dude told a story that was one of the craziest fucking stories I've ever heard in my life. So he was rock climbing when he was like 17 or some shit. And they were fucking, you know, they were doing their shit. And one of the lines broke, all right? So he goes just careening down the side of a fucking, you know, cliff.
No.
And he's, like, hitting the rocks. And the way that he fell, he said that, like, he basically skipped off a part. So he falls, and there's a part that's slanted. He just skipped off. He said the way that he fell, he was, like, straight and, like, leaned back. So he just kind of like hit his ass on it and then like launched and went further down. But had he like, you know, tucked his leg or tried to catch himself, he would have just like fallen head first and tumbled and probably died. Oh. But so since he fucking careened off of it and he was still falling straight, like 70 feet, bro. And this motherfucker lands. So he said he saw it coming. And so he just stuck his foot out, his leg completely out. He was about to hit a rock. And so his leg hits the rock and just crumbles. Like completely just fucking shattered. He hit the ground and he was all fucked up. His leg was literally destroyed. And so they're out in the middle of the woods and eventually the, you know, people came and saved him. But it was just like...
So he had to use his leg to break his fall?
Yeah, he used his leg to completely brace all the impact.
That's got to be a fucked up decision to make. It's like, well, yeah. I don't want to die, so let me just sacrifice my leg.
This dude was fucking jacked, though, so I think he was probably jacked then, too. So I think I wouldn't have the same outcome that he did. But he fucked his leg up, and he said, like, from falling down the rock, his, like, arms and his legs were just, like, hamburger meat, like, completely... The skin was just ripped off, dude.
Yeah.
Like, just down... To just actual, like, muscle. And he was like in the ICU and in the hospital for months and totally fucking. But he said he can like run. He said after a couple of years he was able to run again. He said he doesn't have an arch anymore. His foot had to be complete. Yeah. Yeah. He fucking skis. I know. His foot had to be completely reconstructed. Dude, he had scars. Like, he had these fucking scars on his arms from where I guess they had to do, like, skin grafts and shit.
Oh, damn.
It was insanity. He said he doesn't have an arch on his foot anymore because they had to completely reconstruct his foot. So it's, like, just a flat foot.
So he has one arched foot and one flat foot.
Yeah. It was insane. Just hearing that story, dude, made my balls, like, go up inside of my body. I couldn't even believe it. I was like, man, you lucky bastard. You lucky son of a bitch. Like, how great. But he said he thinks every single day, like, had he not thought, like, not, if he hadn't have fallen that way and actually consciously thought about the way that it was going to go out, that, it, like, he wouldn't have kids and he, you know, so he thinks about it positively. He seemed like one of those dudes, like, upbeat.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was just crazy. It was one of the crazy stories I've ever
heard
in my
life. That's
why
I don't want to go rock climbing.
That's exactly what I said to him, bro. I said the exact same thing when he finished telling the story. Verbatim. Said, and that's why I don't go rock climbing. He was like, I don't either anymore. I said, God damn it. Yeah, that's it. That's pretty much it for the ski story. Ski stories. There's that one Tim guy. The maintenance man or the security guy that...
Yeah, he was cool.
He'd cool.
He'd come up and be like, where y'all from? Like, come again? No, y'all see y'all come out of hell. Where y'all from?
He talked like the dude from...
Talked like a Boomhauer.
Yeah, or from the guy from the Adam Sandler movies. He's like... Or the fucking... God damn it, what's that movie with David Spade? Joe Dirt.
Oh.
Like to see homos naked? You know, the fucking... Hold wire mile.
Yeah, it was very hard to understand.
Yeah, never.
I've never... Like, we're from North Georgia. Yeah, well, we're warm down here. It's all hot down there. We're like... I mean, no, it's kind of like normal temperatures there.
If anything, Devin's under-exaggerating the way this guy talked, too. Like, I could hardly understand him, but he was a really sweet man. Yeah, that was.
We're gonna go finish up your pool game. We're gonna sit on water TV, man. We're gonna close down in about 20 minutes. No, I ain't gonna rush you. I got a thing to do now.
Whitney was all freaked out about him, and I was like, Whitney doesn't have any fucking teeth.
He's nice.
So he can't talk. He doesn't have any teeth. I can't even imagine talking without teeth. I can hardly talk with teeth.
Your dad made instant friends with him.
Yeah, he did. Of course. My dad's a fucking maniac. Yeah. All right. Well, that's all of our stories. We don't have any more.
Hey, thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah, thanks for listening. If you like it, give us a rating on iTunes. That would be cool. Give us a rating on anything. Fucking like it on our shit. Like our... You can like all of our stuff, so do that for us, please.
Or send us a message on any of the social media or on our website or something.
We'll talk about it. We will. And if you do leave us a rating on iTunes or anything like that, we'll fucking give you a shout out. We actually will do that.
That'll be cool.
We don't have anything else. We just will do that. So make it happen. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back shortly. A few days, probably. So good luck. And out.
Outro.
Oops.